It will be very costly, he informs us. We cannot all afford to go. It costs 10 ounces of gold to buy a seat on a small boat that will take us from Vietnam to the Thai refugee camp. He says Yi-Yung's family knows the person running this human export operation. With money from the rest of the family, and after selling Ma's remaining jewelry, we only have enough money for 2 to go. Uncle Liang puts his hand on Meng's shoulder.
Your pa is gone, Meng, so you are now the head of our family. Your life is not your own anymore. You have a family to take care of, he says quietly. Uncle, I am doing this for the family. I will take Luong with me. She is still young enough to go to school, get an education, and make something of herself.
Though the younger children studied French in Phnom Penh, Pa made Meng and Khoi study English. As a result, Meng is already fluent in English. Once in America, Meng's plan is to work hard and send money to the family. He will save and build a home, and in 5 years send for the rest of the family. Uncle Hyang still has his doubts, but it is decided that Meng and I will leave at the end of the week. At the rooster's cry, our family gathers outside the hut to say goodbye to us. While Meng says farewell to our relatives, I stand with Chu, holding on to her hand. One by one, our aunts and cousins come up to me and touch my hair, my arms, and my back. Meng ties our bags onto the back seat of his bicycle and lifts me up onto it. I straddle our bags, finally as tall as the adults, and look down at Chu. She stares up at me and cries, her lips quivering and her face crumpled. Our hands reach for one another and we hold on a few seconds more. I do not know how to say goodbye, so I say nothing. No matter what, I am determined not to cry. Chu has this luxury. Everyone expects her to. I am strong, so I cannot cry. I will never understand how Chu ever survived the war. Meng gets on his bike and slowly begins to pedal, breaking Chu's hold on my hand. They are all in tears now as they wave goodbye to us. I do not turn around. I know they will not leave until we are out of their sight. I grit my teeth and fight back the tears. 5 years, I think, as we ride away. In 5 years, I will see them again.